This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. Allahu Allahu
Allahu Allah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all back to part 2 of this particular episode. We have begun discussing the names of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that falls underneath the theme of knowledge, the theme of knowledge. And just before the break, we were discussing the reality of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's knowledge. And to encompass that which we said about Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's knowledge, allow me to share with you all this particular point. And that is that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's knowledge is such that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala knows everything that was. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala knows everything that is. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala knows everything that will be. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala knows everything that will not be. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala knows how everything that is to be will be. And His knowledge is so vast that He also knows that all those things that are not supposed to be, if they happen to be, then how they will be. Allahu Akbar, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala knows that as well. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. If that doesn't make us understand the vastness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's knowledge, then I don't know what will. This is the knowledge of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Thus, from Allah's names is Al-Alim. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the knowledgeable one. And when we look at Al-Alim in the Quran, O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, we see that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala couples this name with other beautiful names of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So sometimes Allah couples it with As-Sami', as He has done in 32 places in His book. And sometimes Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala couples it with Al-Hakim, as Allah has done in 36 times in His book. And sometimes Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala couples this name Al-Alim with Al-Wasi', as we find 7 times in the Quran. And sometimes He couples it with Al-Aziz, and this is in 7 places in the Quran. And sometimes Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala couples it with the name Ash-Shakir, and this happens twice in the Quran. And sometimes Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala couples it with Al-Fattah, and this is in 1 place in the Quran. And sometimes Allah couples Al-Alim with the name Al-Halim, and this is in 3 places in the book of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And sometimes Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala couples His name Al-Alim with Al-Qadir, and this is in 4 places. And sometimes with the name Al-Khallaq, and this is in 2 places. And sometimes with Al-Khabir, and this is in 4 places in the book of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Allah is the all-hearing, the wise, the vast, the eminent, the grateful, the opener, the indulgent, the all-powerful, the creator, and the totally aware. And these names, at times Allah couples it with Al-Alim. Now, whilst I read out to you this term, Al-Qadir, I remembered an ayah in the Quran that's relevant to our previous episode when we discussed how Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. And that is where Allah couples His name Al-Afu, the effacer of sin, with the name Al-Qadir. And before I explain the meaning of that, allow me to touch a little bit upon this whole concept of Allah coupling some names together. Our scholars, rahmatullahi alayhim, and those who are alive, hafidhahumullah, they say that one name of Allah is magnanimous. Its meanings are amazing. And when we couple two magnanimous things, then it becomes even more amazing. We understand a range of new meanings that matter to our soul, that matter to our heart, that matter to our mind, that matter to our body, that matter to ourself. Allahu Akbar. Some scholars said, when the two names come together, then this is nurun ala nur, light upon light. يَهْدِ اللَّهِ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. Allah guides to His light whom He wills. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala guide us to His light. Ameen. Indeed, knowledge is from the light of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and this light does not come to a sinful person. So we ask Allah to forgive us. And when He forgives us, we ask Him Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to increase our knowledge. So these are two lights. Allah says that He is Al-Afu, and He says that He is Al-Qadir. Allah is the one who effaces your sin when He's Qadir. What is Allah telling us here? Allah is telling us how perfect He is in forgiving us. Allah is saying, when He says He's Afuwun Qadir, that He forgives us when He is capable over us. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. He's not forgiving us because, like how you and I sometimes forgive somebody, right? We have this whole concept, if you can't beat them, join them. That concept. There's nothing we can do. We weak. Nobody's going to support us. Let's just move on. Let's just move on. You don't really want to forgive, but you're helpless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives you when He's capable over you. And that is why He is the best of those who forgive. And He is the most merciful of anyone who can show mercy. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amazing. You see how we've taken this new meaning from two names of Allah that have come together? Well, we take this as well when we look at the name Al-Alim. And look how Allah has coupled it with some of His other names in His book. The scholars say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala couples some of His names to emphasize perfection and to prevent possible thoughts of deficiency and to establish qualification and to make a point for those who pay attention. And this brings me back to a concept you've heard me say time and time again with you all. The concept of tadabbur. The concept of tadabbur. Pondering over the Quran. Pondering over the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah packages two names together, this is a point of tadabbur. For you to sit and ponder, Ya Allah, why have you put these names together? What can I learn from this action? What secrets exist behind the apparent meaning of your names that I know? This is the starting point for a believer. And Allah rewards us the rewards of tadabbur when we do this. Subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only commands us towards tadabbur, but He places for us the means of tadabbur. This is how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. If we look at the sharia, it's extremely merciful. Right? I know this is a footnote to our discussion, but an extremely important one. The sharia never commands us towards something except that it provides an alternative. It never commands us towards something except that it provides a means to that way. Allah wants us to be people of taqwa. So He provided us the means, which is to fast. Because fasting is a means of attaining taqwa. Allah wants us to stay away from fahsha and munkar, all that which Allah dislikes and all that which is immoral. And Allah legislated for us salah and told us salah puts an end to fahsha and munkar. He warned us against it and provided us the means to stay away from that which He warned us against, or the means to attain that which He commanded us to attain. So tadabbur, brothers and sisters, this is one of the wisdoms behind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coupling His names subhanahu wa ta'ala. O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, when we look at the names that fall under the theme of knowledge, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the scholars mention another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is known as Al-Khabir. Al-Khabir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowledgeable, and His name is Al-Alim, and from His names is Al-Khabir. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Khabir in His book when He says, Inna Allaha kana bima ta'maluna khabira. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regards to that which you do, is khabir. He is all aware of that which you do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says as well, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُ فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ. Allah says, tell the believing men to lower their gaze from looking at that which is forbidden, and tell them to protect their private parts. That is purer for them, and verily Allah is all aware of that which they do. This is Al-Khabir. Al-Khabir, O servants of Allah, and O children of Adam, refers to the one from whom no secret information is hidden. For nothing goes on in the realms of the heavens and the earth. No atom moves and no soul is stirred or calmed without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being aware of it. Nobody becomes angry except that Allah knows. And nobody becomes calm from their anger except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This should teach us, brothers and sisters, to grow our ikhlas, to grow our sincerity, and to do those matters solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Irrespective of people knowing the good that we've done, it might be that we have a right to become angry, but we've chosen to stay calm. We don't need to tell anyone about this, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what we did and He's rewarded us for it. It might be that we were angry and became calm, or we were calm and became angry and disliked something, but sometimes there's no benefit in saying that thing. But understand that what you do for the sake of Allah, Allah will reward you. And understand that you do not need to advertise anything. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowledgeable about what you're doing and is all aware regarding that which you do. We need to grow our ikhlas and sincerity when we study the name Al-Alim. We need to grow our ikhlas and sincerity when we study this name Al-Khabir. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Ameen. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to always remember that He is indeed the all-knowledgeable and indeed the all-aware. This brings us to the end of this particular episode. Inshallah, in our next episode, we will continue running through the names that the scholars have said fit under the theme of knowledge. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.